latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and according to reports, striker Dwight Gayle has signed for West Bromwich Albion on a season-long loan deal. Gayle's switch is reportedly part of Newcastle's move for Salomon Rondon, and it's understood that the Venezuelan forward was on Tyneside on Sunday to undergo a medical ahead of the transfer to St James's Park. Reports in England claim that Newcastle will pay a £2 million loan fee for their part of the deal, which includes no obligation to buy. Gayle has been at Newcastle for more than 2 years since joining them for Crystal Palace. He's scored 23 goals in their promotion season. However, he struggled for goals in last year's campaign, scoring just 6 times. Rondon played no part in West Brom's game on Saturday as they lost 2-1 to Bolton. Moving on then into other news, and according to claims in the Swedish media, and the forward Isaac Kielce telling on the verge of joining Bayer Leverkusen, reports claim Newcastle, Galatasaray, Dynamo Kiev and Lokomotiv Moscow were all looking to try and sign him, but now it appears that Bayer Leverkusen have won the race. Moving on then into other news now, and reports claim that Newcastle's players have refused to interact with the media until there's a breakthrough in their dispute with the club over bonuses for the season. Reports claim on Monday that Newcastle's squad has been unwilling to take part in a video shoot for TV companies and going forward they will not do so until the deal is reached. The shoot had been set up to gather walk-up footage which has been displayed in pre-match broadcasts, but now claims suggest that that will be a struggle until the deal is finalised. Finally then, on Blackburn have signed Newcastle striker Adam Armstrong on a 4-year contract. 21-year-old spent the second half of last season alone at Rovers, helping them achieve promotion back to the Championship. He scored 9 in 21 and now insists it's a no-brainer to come back as he looks forward to the future. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.